Fahrenheit. It was one of our first shows. And Foghat's manager saw us and came back to the dressing room saying, you got to let me manage you. I can get you a deal on Warner Brothers. And that happened. So Fahrenheit was on Warner Brothers. And just like that, it happened. I thought to myself, that's not the way it works. You had to struggle to get a record deal. So I got a call one day. This is Russ Thyrett at Warner Brothers. I listen to your music. I love it. I want to sign you. And I thought, like, okay, this isn't the way it works. Russ, where are you? I'm in my office at Warner Brothers. Okay, I'm going to call the front desk at Warner Brothers. And if they put me through to you, we can talk. So I did, and he picked up. And he signed us like that.
That's incredible.
That was.
I mean, it is sort of one of those magic stories that you sort of, you know, for me, I was a voracious reader of rock bios and, you know, autobiographies and just read through everything I could get my hands on. But that's the sort of magical story that you sort of read in a book and you sort of think, I guess lightning strikes once in a while, you know?
So somebody called me a while back. They said, hey, Charlie, we want you to come to a book signing. There's a new book out, and you're in it. There's a chapter on you in the book. I said, well, that's fantastic. What's the name of the book? And the name of the book is Lost Rockers. Okay, this author wrote a book about all these people that he thought should have been big, but instead didn't make it. And I'm thinking to myself, I feel like I made it.
Yeah.
So I went to the book signing anyway. I performed and signed a million books, and it was awesome. It was at Barnes & Noble in Boston. And Hirsch Gardner, my friend, also performed.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's not in the book, though, but they wanted to have him play. And so just another interesting experience. You know, it was a fantastic response. The store was packed. And so there's this chapter about me and how, you know, I never made it. You know, meanwhile, here I am retired.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about funds. I've had 3 careers.
Yeah.
You know, I have 3 great kids and 2 great kids. I feel successful. So, but I went to got the book anyway. It was kind of a sideways compliment, I think.
Yeah, that's sort of, it's a funny sort of book to be motivated to write in a way. But,
well, I think that the author was like, these people are great.
Yeah.
And, this music business is crazy. And it is.
Yeah.
It is. But I shifted my focus and was really successful in my other business. Because I wasn't, when I had kids, I couldn't focus on traveling around and being in a rock band.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been the right thing. So now I'm psyched about my next record and about these upcoming shows and about all the things I'm saying yes to.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, this is a beautiful story. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that you're going for these long walks listening to philosophy lectures, because I feel like this philosophy of saying yes is something that's really, I've always been intrigued by it, and I think it really seems to be bearing itself out for you.
It is. It's about doing things that make you happy. And I tell my wife, I say, oh, walking is part of my job. It keeps me in shape. It helps me think clearly.
Yeah.
It helps me. So my songs are all informed by these things. They're not about these things, but they're informed by these things. And it's funny because I told a little story about the gospel. You know, my sister said, you should do a gospel record. And I thought, I am doing a gospel record. I never thought about it before, though. Before I was making other records, I was too focused on what I had to do. But when I go back and listen to the songs from my other records, my earlier records, those songs are also informed by that, without me even having intent, you know?
Yeah.
So I've... My approach has been consistent, even only now am I focusing on trying to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about the new record and my grandchildren.
Well, it sounds fantastic. I mean, all of these new, I mean, giving birth to a new album is sort of, you know, it's analogous to giving birth to a child.
It is if you take it seriously. And I take it, I mean, I have fun doing it, but I take it seriously. And until it doesn't make me cringe... You know, when it makes you cringe, it's kind of like building a porch. You know, it's kind of crooked and it just looks kind of off. And finally, when it's right, it's right. It feels good when it's finished. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't necessarily feel good when you're working on it. But I'm encouraged by the ones I've recorded, and I'm encouraged by the 3 I have left to record.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And people are going to be able to see you performing live. You're doing a few shows coming up in the next week or so.
Right. TCAN. Actually, Thursday I'm playing at the Big E, which is a big, it's the Eastern States Festival. It's a state fair for New England in Springfield. I'm performing on a bill, the Mass, what is it, the MA Day, Massachusetts Day, segment of it. They call it the May Day, MA Day.
Oh, cool, yeah.
Fred Abbatelli and Laurie Diamond are on the bill. Big lineup of artists. You know, there's lots of, it's a 3-day festival and there's tons and tons of artists and tons of activities. And so I'm doing that on Thursday afternoon. And then Friday at TCAN with Rick Emmett and Dave Dunlop. And Saturday at the Spire Center for Arts in Plymouth.
Fantastic. And if people want to be in touch with you to follow what's going on for you, I know that you're on Facebook. I know that there's www.charlieferren.com.
Yep.
FARREN.com, where you can find downloads of all of your music. You can also have a look at photos, understand what shows are coming up, see all of the things that you're saying yes to, and join your mailing list.
Yes, and I have a feature on my website homepage that I call F-Man Radio, and it's all of my studio records that were in my songs that were in my studio records. So those are streaming.
Very cool.
You can pick them up and play them.
Very cool. And you can also order, it looks like all of your albums are also available on your site as well for order, which is fantastic.
It's also available like in every online outlet that I could get in touch with. Tons and tons of them.
It's nice to go direct though. But yes.
It is nice to go direct.
But yes, available at a fine record store near you. Is there anything that we haven't covered? I'm just so delighted to have you here in the studio.
Well, I think we covered everything. I just, for instance, today I just booked 2 days at Comic-Con.
Oh, very cool.
You know that
crazy? Yeah.
I did it a couple of years ago, and it was a blast.
I can imagine.
You have a table. People buy CDs, but they want to do pictures. You know?
Yeah.
People want to do pictures. But it's fun, you know. And everybody stares at you like, who's that? You know, so that's cool.
It's a fun crowd, an interesting crowd.
It is. And it's good to be seen, and it's good to just be visible. So I had those 2 days free, so guess what I said?
I love it. But now everyone knows your secret. They're going to be inviting you to everything they can think of.
There's enough happy to go around for everybody.
I love it.
For sure.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. And I my finger kind of disagreed with my chords a couple of times, but I'm learning how to play around it, and it's getting better, so it's both ends are coming to the middle.
That's fantastic, and we're looking forward to your next album coming out soon,
and I don't have a date yet because my finger needs to cooperate still a little bit, so, and I'm pretty fussy about the way the guitar swings, but I'm getting there.
Sounds fantastic.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming in.
Great.
And I guess we'll jump into this right here is a track from Haley Jane and the Primates. This is called, perhaps appropriately, The Zen Game. Please.
Make you smile. eyes. Bartender said, hey son, you're gonna be okay. He said, I'll be just fine, but baby, life sure gets strange. Why can't you be shallow every once in a while? 'Cause as far as life goes, you're just a child.
Let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
sleep, and the world is mine. The air is sweet, my lungs grab it up. Past the bedtime for the street sweeps, and the world is kind. King of this town when there's no one around. On the court steps I address my subjects, insomniacs and passing cabs, and the ghost of a daytime witness. Hello moon, it's just me and you tonight. Is a wreck and my body needs rest. There's just something about a night like this keeps me up against my better will. At the kitchen table, listening to the wind and the leaves on the sidewalk. A lot on my mind, but nobody to talk to. So, hello, moon, it's just me.
Nick Zeno off his album Blue Skies and Broken Arrows with the song Hello Moon, part of that Happy Little Clouds with Moon Fade off their album Shift. Caspian, Some Are White Light from Four Trees, and off the album Gasoline, Haley Jane and the Primates started off that set with The Zen Game. It is coming up on 11:30 p.m. You are listening to WMFO Medford. My name is Pam. I'll be here with you until the midnight hour. This is On the Town with Mikey D. All local music. Tonight, pretty much all of it is brand new music or music from at least within the past year. And there is a heck of a lot of it here in New England. So we're delighted to be able to bring it to you. Speaking of which, let's just jump right back in to the tunes. This is Matt York, the very talented Matt York. This song, Let's Go to the Beach, and that's pretty much where I am in my mind. This is off the album Boston, Texas.
I'm gonna give me some of those doing some soaps, maybe both. And I'll be singing songs like I'm on a Jack Wagner, singing songs like I'm on a Jack Wagner. I don't know about money, honey, I ain't got me none. But if I'm gonna be broke, well, I might as well be broken down here under the sun. Under the sun!
Circle and filled me with the light. You made me dream a while on a bright magic night. You call spirits in for laughter as you make your jestic round. You didn't need an answer to crown me the king of clowns. Graced upon your arrival, I'll melt into this sea. Afraid to keep my distance when the fortune comes to be. You call spirits in for laughter as you make your jestic round. You didn't need an answer to crown me the king of clowns.
Patiently wait for my escape from all my trouble. Stumble and fall, trip through it all till I crumble. I'll own all my mistakes. It's just my fate to be here somehow. Howl at the moon, the night ends too soon. It's time to go now. Angels call to me, singing eternally. If you were gone from me, I'd throw my heart in. Away, a trip on a plane above the thunder. I feel so alive, but when I arrive, I'll find you somewhere. Angels call to me, singing eternally.
horse mode. Horse mode, just there, with her song Steal Your Voice. Chris Trapper, prior to that, Heart in the Sea, Tom Bolio, King of Clowns, and we started off with Matt York, Let's Go to the Beach. You are still listening to WMFO Medford. I am still Pam. I will still be here until midnight. This is still On the Town with Mikey D, with all local music for you. Right up now, this is Diablo Gato with Blood Moon. A lot of moon songs tonight. I'm feeling the moon. Moon, moony moon.
Shake the devil. 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Back again, she's not my friend. I'm lying on a champagne floor like a baby animal, sleeping to kind of ghost in the rest, feeling like I might be Batman's Two-Face. You turn off your phone and I'm gone. We'll never mind, baby. I miss America. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, I'm gonna let you stay. I'm gonna let you stay. And off to East New York like a down one wannabe. When did I become such a fragile flower? You're looking like a man with too much power. It's a welfare state, and I always take the bait.
Ruby Rose Fox right there with Ms. America off her album Domestic. Prior to that, Emperor Norton's Stationary Marching Band, The Tectonic Loins of Satan off Mephistophelian Manifesto. Boom. And we started off with Diablo Gato, Blood Moon off their self-titled CD. Here for a little bit more, playing a couple more songs for you until I release you into the nether regions of the Radioscape. Right up here, this is The Silver Mirrors, Between My Eyes.